Yeah. See, that's the problem I have sometimes when I do shows for corporate America, is every now and then you meet people with these really weird job titles, and you never, I'm always too embarrassed to say what does that mean, because I'm afraid I'm going to say something stupid. Like, I just did a show for Cisco, and I'm at the cocktail party at the show. I'm talking to a guy from Cisco. I said, what do you do for the company? He says, I'm a virtual engineer. I go, no, you're not. I can still see you. Did a show for a financial group about a week ago. Said to this one guy, I said, what do you do for the company? He says, I'm the assurance director. Like, what does that guy do? Just walk around from cubicle to cubicle. It's going to be okay. Really. Yeah. Here's another one I got. What do you do for the company? Oh, I'm the director of continuous improvement. God, why would you want a job like that? You know, when could you ever relax? Right? You're in your office at 8:30, your boss walks in, hey, slacker boy, I've been here since 7. As far as I can tell, nothing's changed, huh? Oh, and here's my favorite, okay? Show for a bunch of people who work in banks. Said to this one guy, I said, what do you do for the company? He says, I'm the bank's relationship manager. You know, I'm going to have to ask for that person next time I'm in a bank, you know. Can I help you, sir? Well, I hope so. You see that hot blonde over there open up a checking account? Maybe you can hook me up with the relationship manager, will you please? See, the great thing, you know, you people are in the right period. You know, the great thing about being an IT is that you'll always have a job, because people always are going to want to know about their computers, right? You are in the right profession at the right time, right? You see, you hear about these college kids, and they're coming out of school, and they're complaining they don't have a job, and you say, well, what'd you major in? Medieval history? Really? Nobody's hiring in that field right now, huh? Have you sent resumes to all the knights of the round table? Methinks thou needs to spend a little more time on LinkedIn. The only thing worse than the one stupid college major is the two stupid college majors. There's a girl who works at my health club. I said, what'd you major in? She says, well, I was a double major, philosophy and Italian studies. Great. Yeah, you'll be the deepest thinking waitress at the Olive Garden, won't you? So the other thing about being good at IT is, like it or not, I've decided you become the rock star of your neighborhood. Once people realize that you have a computer background, this could be a good thing or bad. I'm convinced every suburban neighborhood, certainly the one that I live in, has two people. They have the handyman and the tech guy. And like it or not, both of them are on call 24/7 to rescue you from the stupid thing that you did. And, you know, and I've said they're very different people. Like, the handyman is always like the retired guy. He's just the nice retired guy who just likes to tinker with stuff. And he'll drop whatever he's doing at a moment's notice, and he'll come to your house, and no matter how badly you screwed up the home improvement project you're working on, he will never make you feel bad about it. He'll just sit there and go, you know, don't worry about it, Greg. It's not easy installing a ceiling fan. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've stuck a screwdriver into a light socket. You know. Hey, if you give me some spackle, I could probably touch up those burn marks on the ceiling. It's the nice old guy, right? Then you got the tech guy. Now, the tech guy, yeah, he'll come over and fix the computer, but he's going to make you work for it, right? Right? He's not going to come over right away. He's going to make you sweat it out a little bit because he knows how desperate you are, right? He's going to leave you hanging. It could be 100 degrees. You could be like, who cares about my ceiling fan? I need email, right? And he knows that, so he's going to make you wait about an hour or two, right? He says, yeah, I'll be right over. And I mean, he's not doing anything. He's in the basement playing Warcraft 3, right? Yeah. So eventually he'll come over and he'll fix the computer, but the whole time he's fixing it, he'll just keep telling you what an idiot you were for buying this particular computer in the first place, right? He'll just sit there and go, oh my God, what do you got a gateway for? What a piece of crap this thing is. It's a piece of crap. The box is a piece of crap. The operating system is a piece of crap. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. This is a great system for what you want to use it for. You know, and the handyman will not leave until it's absolutely 100% fixed, right? The tech guy eventually will just say, that's as good as it's going to get, right? Yeah, just don't use the shift key and you'll be fine.